Chamishi. Es ha-devorim o'ele, these words of the Aseres Hadibrois, Diber Hashem el kol kahalchem, Hashem spoke to the entire congregation, Bahor in the mountain, mitoicho esh, from the midst of the fire, Ha'onon v'ho'arofel, the mountain that was surrounded by a cloud and a thick cloud, Koil Godoil, the voice of Hashem was a great voice, Vila Yosef. And Rashi says two pshatim in these words, Vila Yosef. His first pshat is, Vila Yosef, the sound did not end. Hashem did not pause, because typically, by a human being, a human must take a breath and pause in order to continue speaking. However, Hashem did not need to take that pause. Vila Yosef, the sound did not pause or end. According to this pshat, the word Yosef comes from the word Saif, end. Rashi's second shot is, Vila Yosef, from the Lashon of Moisif, to continue. Hashem did not continue to ever appear again the way he appeared at Har Sinai, showing his awesomeness in such a public setting. Vila Yosef, he did not continue to do that again. Vayichtaveim, and he wrote down the Aseres HaDibrois al Shnei Luchais Avonim on two stone tablets, Vayitaneim Eloi, and he gave them to me. Vayehi, and it was, Kishom Achem es ha-koil mitoich ha-choshech, when you heard the voice of Hashem from the midst of the darkness, Vehohor boyer ba'esh, and the mountain was burning in fire, Vatikruvun Eli kol rosh yeshivtechem v'tiknechem, and the heads of your shvatim and your elders approached me. And Rashi, earlier in Parshas Devarim, Perek Aleph, Pasuk Chav Bei, says that over here, Klal Yisrael approached Moshe in an orderly fashion, b'derech kavoy, in a respectful way. The Zakenim, the elders, gave respect to the Rosh Yeshivtechem, to the heads of the Shvatim, and let them go first. However, by the Avera of the Meraglim, the Pasuk says, Vatikruvun Eli Kulchem, and you all approached me, ba'arvuvya, in a commotion, where the young pushed the old, and the old pushed the leaders. Over there it was in a disrespectful manner, and over here it was in a respectful manner. So the leaders and the Zakenim approached me, Vatimru, and they said, Hein heronu Hashem Elokeinu es kevodoi, behold, Hashem has shown us His honor, His fire, Ves Godloi, and His greatness, referring to His thunder and lightning. Ves Koloi Shomanu Mitecho Eish, and we heard His voice from the midst of the fire, referring to the Aseres Hadibrois. Hayem Azeroinu, on this day we saw, Ki Yedaber Elokim Es Ha'odom V'choi, that Hashem can speak to a person, a human, and the person can live. However, Vi'ato, and now, Loma Nomus, why shall we die? Ki Sechleinu Ho'esh Hagedoi Lahazois, when we are consumed by this great fire. In Yosvim Anachnu Lishmoya Es Kol Hashem Elokeinu, if we continue to hear the voice of Hashem our God, Oid, any longer, Vamosnu, surely we will die. And the Mefarshim ask, isn't this a contradiction to the previous Pasuk? In Pasuk Chof Aleph, Klal Yisrael said that we see that Hashem can speak to us and we still can live. And now they are saying that we surely will die? The Vilna Gaon explains that of course Klal Yisrael said that we see that we can hear the word of Hashem and live. But that was only because at Har Sinai we were on such a high level of Kedusha. However, we will not be able to sustain this level of Kedusha, and if Hashem continues to speak to us, we surely will be consumed by His great fire. Ki micho basar, for is there any human being, asha shama koilele kim chayim, that heard the voice of a living God, medaber mitecho eish, speaking to them from a fire, kamoinu, like we did, vayechi, and that human lived? Therefore, Klal Yisrael said, kirav ata ushma, you, Moshe, should approach Hashem and hear His words, Es kol asher yomer Hashem elokeinu, everything that Hashem, our God, will say, Ve'at tedaber eleinu, and then you will speak and relate this to us, Es kol asher yedaber Hashem elokeinu elecho, everything that Hashem, our God, will say to you, Vishamanu, and we will hear these words, Ve'osinu, and we will do it. And the Pasuk uses an interesting terminology when saying that you, Moshe, will speak to us. It says, Ve'at tedaber eleinu, Ve'at, you, in the feminine. When one speaks to a woman and wants to say you, the Lashon is Ve'at. However, when one speaks to a man and wants to say you, in the masculine, Ve'ato is used. So why does it say Ve'at tedaber eleinu, you Moshe in the feminine will speak to us? Rashi answers that Moshe told Klal Yisrael, you have weakened my strength to be weak like a woman, Kinekeva, by saying that you want me to speak to you instead of Hashem. Isn't it better to hear from Hashem than to hear from me? Moshe thought that it was because of Klal Yisrael's lack of love for Hashem that they wanted Moshe to speak to them and not Hashem. However, the truth was that it was out of Yiras Hashem and not because of their lack of love. Vayishma Hashem is kol divreichem, and Hashem heard the voice of your words, bidaberchem Eloi, when you spoke to me. Vayomer Hashem Eloi, and Hashem said to me, Shomati es kol divrei ha'om hazeh, I have heard the voice of the words of this nation, asher dibru elecho, that spoke to you and said that they want to hear from you, Moshe, and not from me. Heitivu kol asher diberu, you should know, Moshe, that everything they said was good and true. Because they did not say this out of lack of love for me, but rather because they have a tremendous yira for me and are afraid that they won't be able to always sustain this level of Kedusha that they were on by Har Sinai. Halavai that they should always be on this level. However, mi'itein, who can assure this? V'hoya levavam zeh lohem liyira oisi, that their hearts will be to them to always fear me, v'lishma es kol mitzvoisai, and to watch all my mitzvos kol hayomim for all days, l'man yitav lohem v'levneim la'olam, in order that it will be good for them and their children forever. Therefore, lech emor lohem, go tell them, shuvu lohem la'olechem, you Klal Yisrael, return to your tents, v'ata poi amoidi modi, and you Moshe should stand with me. Which means, let Klal Yisrael return to their tents, I will not speak directly to them anymore. However, you will stand near me, v'adabra eilecha, and I will speak to you, eis kol ha-mitzvah v'achukim v'mishpotim asher talamdeim, all the mitzvahs, the chukim and mishpotim that you will teach them. V'osu v'orez, that they should do it in the land, asher anoichi noisen lohem l'rishto, that I am giving them to take possession of it. And Chazal, Masechta Shabbos, taf peizayin amir aleph, tell us another pshat in the words, v'ata poi amoid imodi. Because Klal Yisrael separated from their wives, they were also b'tashmish hamita for 3 days before Matan Torah. Now that Matan Torah was over, Hashem said to them, Shuvu lochem le'olechem, you may return now to your tents, you are mutter to your wives. However, Moshe, v'ata poi amoidi modi, you shall stay with me, you will not be mutter to your wife, since you must always be in a complete state of purity, since the Dibur of Hashem comes to you suddenly and consistently. You therefore cannot be tamei, and you therefore are aser b'tashmish hamita. V'ata poi amoidi modi, you Moshe shall stay with me. Ushemartim lasois, and you shall watch to do kasher tziva Hashem lekechem eschem, like Hashem your God has commanded you. Loisasuru yamin usimol, you shall not turn to the right or the left, as the Mincha Belula explains. You shall not turn to the right, which means to add to the mitzvahs. Do not add to the mitzvahs, and do not turn to the left by subtracting from the mitzvahs. B'chol haderech, on the entire way, asher tzivo Hashem lekechem eschem, that Hashem your God has commanded you, teilechu, you shall go, lema'an tichyun, in order that you will live, v'toiv lochem, and it will be good for you, v'harachtem yomim, and you shall prolong your days, ba'oretz, in the land, asher tiroshun, which you will take possession of. As the Or Chaim explains the pasuk, lema'an tichyun, in order that you will live in this world, v'toiv lochem, and it will be good for you in the next world, v'harachtem yomim, and your days will be prolonged, ba'oretz, in the land, and you will not be sent into galus. V'zois ha-mitzvah ha-chukim v'ha-mishpotim, and this is the mitzvah, the chukim and the mishpotim, asher tziva Hashem lekechem, that Hashem your God has commanded, l'lamed eschem, to teach you, la'asois ba'oretz, to do in the land, asher atem oivrim shama l'rishta, that you are passing over the Yarden over there, l'rishta, to take possession of it. L'ma'an tiro es Hashem lekecho, by going in the ways of Hashem, you will come to fear Hashem, lishmor es kol chukosav u'mitzvosav, to watch all his chukim and mitzvos, asher anochi mitzavecho, that I am commanding you. Ato you, and not only you, but even uvincha uvenvincha, your son and your son's son, kol yimechayecho, all the days of your life, ulema'an yarichon yomecho, and in order that your days will be prolonged. Vishamata Yisrael, and you Klal Yisrael shall hear, vishamarto la'asois, and watch to do, asher yitav lecho, so that it will be good for you, va'asher tirbun ma'oid, and that you will increase very much, kasher diba Hashem alekev isech aloch, like Hashem, the God of your fathers, has said to you, Eretz Zavas Cholov Udvash, which means Be'eretz Zavas Cholov Udvash, in the land that flows milk and honey. If you will listen to the mitzvahs, then it will be good for you, and you will increase Be'eretz Zavas Cholov Udvash, in the land that flows milk and honey. Let us go back now on the Rashis. Posuk Yutes, V'lo Yosef. Mitargumina V'lo Posak, Targum says that it means V'lo Posak, it did not end. Lefisha Midas Bosav Adam. Einu yochel adaber kol devar of b'neshima achas, since a human being cannot speak all of his words in one breath, v'tzorech lahafzik, and he has to take a break, to pause, u'midas HaKadosh Baruch Hu einu kein. However, the midah of Hashem is not like that. Loi hayo poisik, he did not have to take a break, he did not have to end his voice. According to this pshat, the word v'lo yosef means he did not end, he did not pause. Now Rashi seems to mix into this pshat that not only does it mean he did not end, it also means he did not add. Umishaloi haya poisik, since he did not pause, loi haya moisif, he did not add any words to his words. Because typically, if somebody pauses in his words, he must repeat where he stopped from in order that people should understand where he left off from. However, somebody who does not pause does not have to add any words. And that's what Rashi is saying. It means v'lo yosaf, he did not pause. And it also means, since he did not pause, v'lo hoisif, he did not add any words to his words. Ki koylei chozot v'kayim lo'ad, because his voice was strong and exists forever. Davar acher, another pshat, zok Rashi, v'lo yosaf, lo hoisif leheirois bo'isif pumbi. He did not continue to ever appear in such a public setting. According to this pshat, lo yosaf means lo hoisif, he did not continue. And we find two similar Rashis to this. One of them in Parshas Vayeshev, Perik Lamed Ches, Pasuk Chavav, where the Pasuk says, V'loi hoisif oid l'daita, and Rashi says two pshatim. Either he was not moisif, he did not continue to know her, or from a lashon of ending, he did not end knowing her. And the second Rashi in Parshas Bahaloscha, Perik Yud Aleph, Pasuk Chafei, where the Pasuk says, V'yisnabu v'loi yosifu. Again, Rashi brings down two pshatim. Either they said nevuah v'lo yosifu, but they did not continue saying nevuah, it was only on that day, or v'lo yosifu, they did not end saying their nevuah. Zok Rashi, v'at tidaber elenu, and you will speak to us. Rashi is bothered why it says v'at b'loshen nekeva. He tashtem es koichi kenekeva. Moshe said, you weakened my strength like a female. Shenitz da'arti aleichem, because I was pained over you, urefisem es yodi, and you made my hands weak. Kiroisi, because I saw she'enchem charedim liskarav elav me'ahava, you were not anxious to come close to Hashem out of love. V'chi loy hoya yafalachem lumay mi piagvura, isn't it better for you to learn from Hashem, v'loy lumay mi many, and not to learn from me? And since you weakened my strength like an akeva, it says a loshen of va'at b'loshen akeva. And so we find a similar Rashi in Parshas Bahaloscha, Perik Yud Aleph, Pasuk Tesvav, where the Pasuk says, imkocha at oiseli. Moshe said to Hashem, when Hashem showed him the punishments that will befall on Klal Yisrael, Moshe said, if so, at oiseli, you are weakening me like a nekeva.